Same patient, Ms. Searcy, S-E-A-R-C-Y, Melonice, M-E-L-O-N-I-C-E, 221-76. Now we're going to date this one for 12-10-2025. Melanie is being seen for face-to-face evaluation today. This will be shared with the hospice medical director, period, for his review, period. Patient is currently in her tenth benefit fit period, extending from 11/5/2025 to 1/3/2026. Period. This is a ...49-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of hypertensive heart disease. Patient stays at home. Her family is taking care of her. Valerie, her sister, is the one that's most involved in her care, period. She also has end-stage renal disease, heart failure, type 2 diabetes. Oh, she has severe chronic kidney disease, not end-stage. Heart failure, type 2 diabetes, CVA, and dense left-sided paralysis, period. Patient is eating less. Patient has had a decline in her MAC from 34 to 31 centimeter. Patient appears slightly more confused today. Her PPS stays at 30%. She's totally and completely bedbound. She has difficulty with aspiration. She has left-sided weakness. She does not get out of bed. Patient also has a decubitus ulcer, stage 2, that's being treated by wound care. Dressing was in place, period. Family states that she gets short of breath easily, even when she's laying in bed with activity. Her TUSAD today was 94% with a blood pressure of 150 over 88. Patient was found to be a febrile, period. Patient continues to have issues with dysphagia, high risk of aspiration, which is normally the cause of death in these folks, along with urinary tract infection, which she's had a few in the past, her daughter, period. As far as her heart disease is concerned, she becomes short of breath easily related to her heart disease and has chest pains that last from a few minutes to a few seconds with movement in bed. Patient is morbidly obese, and I suspect has sleep apnea that has not been diagnosed, period. Overall prognosis remains poor given natural progression of her disease. She most likely has less than 6 months to live and remains hospice appropriate. So somewhere in there, put down, patient has an extensive history of smoking and ETOH abuse in the past. And she states that her stroke in 2021 was caused by her indifference to her blood pressure and non-compliance, both with her blood pressure and diabetes, which she discussed with me today. Thank you. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live and remains hospice appropriate. I think I said that, but thank you.